Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Tuesday. Hope everyone's having an amazing week so far. Jack and I are so excited to be here in studio wearing our new merch collection, which drops tomorrow. I am wearing the set in teal. I'm wearing an extra large. This one has pockets. It's everything of the sort. Yesterday, I also wore black and extra large.
Yes, yesterday I wore the teal, size medium in both. And once again, I think I could have stood to size down in the pants, which is always a great feeling.
Can't relate.
Then today, I am wearing the pink sweater, which I don't think you guys have seen yet. Size medium. I styled it like with a little collared shirt underneath. Okay, so I have this one collared shirt and it's actually a dress. And so every time I wear it under my sweatshirt, I have to like bunch it up under the sweatshirt and it gives me so much extra
material
and extra lookingness. Mm-hmm. And today I just like couldn't deal with it with looking like so extra. And I got out my scissors and I cut the shirt. I literally cut the shirt up to
good.
And so now I just have this perfect little
collar.
Because
you probably mostly wear it only as a collar.
Never worn it as a dress. It went to my knees. When I would wear a skirt, it would come out the bottom.
LOL.
So I took matters into my own hands. I cut the shirt. Also, last week I promised you guys that I would start showing some leg. And I delivered.
Oh my God.
The legs are here.
They're very sexy and tan. Tan
Thank
Lux?
You. I used Tan Lux on Saturday night and it's carried me through even though I've showered and bathed like six times since then. I think I have a nice little glow about me.
I've decided to treat myself later this week and get myself a spray tan. If you want to do like two for one, it's a better price. Like if you want to.
Oh my God, that would be so amazing, but I'm going on the retreat night. I would just sweat it all off.
And you got to be natural. Oh, naturally at the retreat.
Yes, except I am going to get my eyebrows dyed for the retreat.
You so need
I
don't to be a naturally galley.
So I don't have. So, oh my God, in two truths and lies, I'll be like, I dye my eyebrows. I dye my hair.
Also dropping in this merch collection, we have our mugs, if you want to take a look on here. And then also we have phone cases in three different colors and every variety possible for your phone. So don't worry about the size. We carry all sizes because we are size inclusive.
We love to see it. We also have a teal phone case. This collection is just like my favorite ever. We are 100%.
We are 100%.
And the vibes are so pleany. They're going to take you right into spring. And I'm just so excited that it's out. We actually pushed it up a little bit because we couldn't.
Yes, it was supposed to be like literally in a month.
We couldn't stand to wait any longer. So I hope you guys are as excited as we are. Drops tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. shopmorningtoast.com. Also, we have a hat that is just like going to change everything.
I wore it all day yesterday.
It's so cool. I wore it the other day and someone was like, you look like a celebrity. And I was like, oh my
God. Dad hats are like, oh, I'm so famous, like incognito.
Don't
like,
look
please
at
don't
me.
Look at me. Paparazzi, stop. Like, I can't. No, I'm not dating Johnny Depp. But like, maybe we are, you know?
Yes.
I'm having a really hard time focusing.
I know. There's something that you want to get off your chest.
No, there is. And like, I really like don't even want to talk about it. But like, it's eating me up inside. And like.
And so I think you should talk about it.
I hate to even like. And I know people are gonna think I'm kidding. Like, I'm dead fucking serious. Like, I hate to even like bring up like some of the dark times. But like, it's bothering me so much. Like, I need to talk about it.
Okay, please talk about it and take us from the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you're new here or if you've been along for the crazy journey that's been the last 3 years, but everyone knows, like, and I talked about it at the end of our episode of 2020, like some of my biggest regrets for the year 2020. And I always stand by, like, one of my biggest regrets was like that incredibly stupid thing I said about One Tree Hill. And like, mm-hmm. Before I even dive into it, I just need to make it known, like, I do not stand by that statement. It was one of the worst things I ever typed. And I can't believe, like, I was so disappointed in myself. Like, I just want to say that first. And it's probably like one of those things that like haunts me the most. Like, when I think about like, why was I even thinking that way? And of course I was talking about a TV show, but like, I just didn't like what I said. And basically what I had said was there was a character named Peyton who like had a 24-hour camera in her bedroom and then ended up with a stalker. And my Instagram story was like, just like victim blaming, like, well, of course, like she, of course, like this guy got into her house. Like, why did she have a camera, idiot? Like, I was just being insane. Like, it was a terrible, thing to say. And now I never even finished watching One Tree Hill, even though I liked it so much, because like the trauma that I had to deal with, like I'm dead serious. Like I can't, when people talk about it, like I literally shudder. Like I can't. So of course, like I got unbelievably canceled when I did that Instagram story. Like I apologized immediately. And like, I really understood why what I said was wrong. But like BuzzFeed wrote it up. It became this huge thing. Like, and people were rightfully like very upset with me, like pitchforks, they were coming for me. And I've kind of like made peace with, no, I've not made peace, but I've really forgotten about it. Like I push it out of my memory. But this morning, somebody sent me something that like shook my fucking me to my core. And I didn't even want to talk about it, but like, I feel like I need to. So if I may.
Please.
BuzzFeed, yeah, wrote an article 1 hour ago titled 26 Wild Things I Forgot Actually Happened in the One Tree Hill Pilot. Number 26. Okay, one final note. Trigger warning.
Sexual assault.
Why was Peyton allowed to have a webcam that just recorded her in her room 24/7 for the whole world to see? The poor girl had practically no supervision. No wonder Derek showed up so easily in season 4. Which is more or less what I said. Mine was like a little harsher. I don't know why I had to call her like an idiot because I'm an animal. But but literally like the same concept.
Yes.
And I'm just like, and people like were really upset with me, and rightfully so, because like I have such a big platform and like I was saying something so offensive.
Yeah. But now what's
a bigger platform than BuzzFeed? And let's be real, my platform has been like dying in relevancy for the last 10 years. Like we all fucking know that. Like this is an actual like influential news outlet platform. And I just like, not that I'm pro cancel culture, but like where's that energy?
They need to channel that same energy towards BuzzFeed today.
Yeah, it just like bothered me so much. Like it's literally almost verbatim what I said.
Yeah.
Mine was again like harsher, but I couldn't believe
but
it.
But it's like, also the irony. It's not just like any publication. It said pretty much the same thing that they canceled you for. But like,
it's the publication that wrote up what I did.
Right.
So it was just like bothering me so much. And like, this is literally what I wrote in my book, available on Amazon, Girl with No Job, The Crazy Beautiful Life of an Instagram Thirst Monster, in case this goes viral, you know?
Merch drops tomorrow.
Patreon.com/TheMorningToast. No. Like literally what I wrote in my book, it's like cancellations aren't one size fits all. Like people get away with things and then other people don't. And it's like, where's the energy? Where's the energy?
Where is the consistent energy? We need consistency.
I really just wanted to bring that up. I'm really sorry. Like if it's it's triggering me to talk about it, and I'm sure it's triggering to other people, because that was like such a dark time for our community.
Just the hypocrisy. Like you just got to call it out.
You know me, like I cannot let anything go. And like, I hold on to grudges for so long. Like this, I just couldn't let it go. And I'm sorry to even like, you know, yuck our yums on today's beautiful Tuesday morning show. But I felt as though like I really needed to bring that up. Like, where's the energy?
Yeah. We'll
see.
We'll look out for it.
It was only published 2 hours ago.
Okay. So you feel better? You got that off your chest?
I do.
Okay.
Now I'm like, should I have even said anything? But I feel fine.
Yeah, no, you're just stating the facts.
I'm just stating how I feel. Like, this is literally my podcast. If you don't like it, you can leave.
Yeah, where we talk about how we feel.
Yeah, no, it's literally called The Morning Feeling, and this is how I feel.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad that you got that off your chest. Now we can move forward with this beautiful Tuesday, which is a fabulous, wonderful day for sure. But a few things are missing.
What? Theo?
Theo.
He's at the spa.
2 days of work.
Yesterday it rained, and today he's at the spa. Like, sorry, Theo's literally so fucking busy.
Yeah.
And booked.
Speaking of the spa, Bruno is also going to the spa today, and he's just like so excited. But this morning, so he comes into bed with me. I actually have been switching up my morning routine. I told you I was going to do it, and I've been doing it, and things have been different for me.
Ooh.
So usually I set my alarm like 30 minutes before I need to get up, and I think that it takes me 30 minutes to wake up and snooze. But then I realized that on the weekends, I wake up
you told me this. Around
like pretty much at the exact same time that I need to get up for work. So mm-hmm. I'm like, what if I just didn't set an alarm? Maybe I would wake up on my own.
Right.
So now I've started setting my alarm for the absolute last time I can get out of bed.
Right. The latest possible.
And I've been waking up at the 30 minute time. So I must have been having my alarm set go off like 5 minutes before early. My REM cycle ended, and I was waking up so tired. So it's been amazing. I get these 30 minute extra minutes in bed.
And you're living technically like alarm-free living.
I'm technically living alarm-free living. I get 30 extra minutes in bed with Bruno because that's when he comes back from his morning business. This morning he was chewing for 30 minutes. I just assumed it was a bully stick.
Yeah.
By the time I woke up.
Wait, let me guess. Like a makeup brush?
No, worse. It was like my Blistex chapstick, my medicated lip ointment. So he got into the lip ointment. He must have decided like he didn't like the taste because it literally tastes like, you know, icy hot.
Yeah, lidocaine.
He was chewing the cap like down to a pulp. He was chewing for 25, 30 minutes.
Wow.
So I was like really worried about him all morning, just like looking at him like, are you okay? Luckily, I Googled it and someone else had the exact same experience.
Theo's eaten my Aquaphor and Visine, which is really bad, and he was totally fine.
And so, yes, he might have diarrhea or vomiting later today, but I was just
looking
at him all morning like, are you okay?
No, literally, dogs are so crazy.
They're so crazy. And so just my thoughts are with Brew this morning. I hope when I get home, like, he's still okay.
Godspeed to Brew. We are all thinking of him.
But it also wasn't the first time he got into this particular chapstick. The last time he didn't get 30 minutes with it, he maybe got like 5. So,
oh my God, he's like a young boy who's getting into his mom's makeup. Right, like, it's so cute.
He built up his tolerance for the lip ointment a few months ago. So I think that this time he'll be okay.
Maybe he gets like high off the lidocaine and he's just like looking for a fix.
I think that he's just looking for a fix, period.
Yeah. I actually spent the evening catching up on like TV I literally haven't watched in so long. So I caught up. I still have like 8 more episodes of Blue Bloods. And it's just like such a feel-good show. I just absolutely love it. And I also caught up on RuPaul's Drag Race, which now...
I saw your story. How did the polls go? I voted.
Oh, for who?
I voted for Gottmik, and then I voted for Rosé.
Why? Just because of what I said?
Based on your recaps.
Yeah.
That's where I saw it going.
Well, I've just, like, been having a really hard time with this contestant, Rosé, because, like, when they gave their... Nobody went home this week, so 2 weeks is the finale, so they just kind of, like, did a wrap-up episode, and Rue and the judges were just, like, saying something nice to everyone. And what they said about Rosé was basically, like, you've just been so professional this whole season, and, like, you come hard to work, you memorize your lines, and... I couldn't figure out, like, what it is about Rosé that, like, just doesn't make her a winner. And I was talking to Kristen, our friend Kristen, because she actually watches RuPaul's Drag Race, and she was just like, Rosé has no spark. Like, and that's exactly what
it is.
It's
the X factor.
It's the X factor. Like, but she's easily the most talented in comedy, in dancing, in singing, in acting, in everything, except her makeup, like, kind of sucks, from the other girl. So it's like, what is it? Like, why is she like so obviously not the winner when she's like better than everyone? And Kristen like nailed it. Like, she has no spark. Like, there's nothing.
It's
like
je ne sais quoi.
It's that joie de vivre. Like, there's no joie de vivre there. So now, based on my polls, people are pretty much saying they think there's like going to be two winners. One time at All Stars, there was two winners, but it's not RuPaul's Best Friends Race. It's RuPaul's Drag Race, and there's one winner.
I think that there should be one winner. I'll be disappointed if there's two winners, but based on like what you've said, I just don't see it going that way.
No, I really, I think it's going to be Gottmik. Based on this last episode, like Rue, I was literally hysterically crying. The last episode before the finale.
Who was Rue talking to in that?
Gottmik, okay. Because Gottmik is trans, and I believe that Gottmik is one of the first trans contestants. I know there was a trans contestant who came out at a reunion, but... I do believe Gottmik is the first contestant to go through the entire show as an openly trans person. And Gottmik is just like really like, and this is what Rue said, like setting the roadmap for trans kids who like just don't see themselves represented in modern like television. And Rue just got like all choked up because the last episode before the finale is always really emotional. They like talk to their younger selves. It's like really sweet. And Gottmik was just like so emotional. Like, I was literally hysterically crying, and like so was Rue. And like Rue does not cry, and like Rue doesn't even like talk. Like, he's just like so serious. And it was really like a beautiful moment. And that's why I really feel like Gottmik deserves to win one, just like based on her work thus far. But also Gottmik deserves to win because of, like, the message that it sends, you know? So my money's on Gottmik, even though everyone's, like, really pulling for Simone. And I've just, like, really kind of fell off the Simone bandwagon in the last few weeks.
We've heard about it.
So we'll see. The finale's not for 2 weeks. And there's rumors that they are going to do the...
There's rumors?
There's RuPaulmers that they are going to do the live finale. They always do it live at a
ballroom.
At a ballroom. Actually, it's at the Ace Theater Hotel where I actually performed in LA. And there are rumors swirling. People have, like, you know, putting some, like, Easter eggs together from different queens from different seasons that have been in LA. Like, they think in 2 weeks. Like, obviously not with an audience, but they think we might have a...
I think that you could as well.
I think that you could, too.
And you should.
And you should.
Because it sounds like it's been a great season.
It's actually been...
And they deserve a great finale.
It's been, I think, one of the best seasons, like, in so long. Like, I feel like I really can't decide. If any one of the final four won, like, even Candy Muse, like... I would be so happy. So it's really like been such a good season, and may the best drag queen win.
Love it. Well, that's exciting that you watch some good TV. I did not turn my TV on last night. I finally finished this book that I had been reading.
I saw on your Instagram.
It's a really, really crazy true story. And it's like about this woman who you probably have never heard of, though she was at like all of the big events like in Napoleon's life. And then her husband went on to be the king and queen of Sweden, which was just like kind of random. Mm-hmm. They were like literally French people and then some Swedish
aristocrats.
High officials were like, we want you to be the king and queen. You have a good relationship with Napoleon, whatever.
I wish someone would just like say that to me. Like, I would love for you to be the king and queen of my land.
100%. But then when you, like, that's the best part about these history books or shows. It's like when you get to the end, when it's like the text on screen,
yeah,
where it tells you like what wound up happening, and the fact that these two, who were like this sort of random king and queen of Sweden, still have descendants on the throne today.
Right.
And it's just an amazing story called The Queen's Fortune. And I recommend it to those who are into historical fiction. It definitely lagged at times, but I'm so glad that I know the story, one which I would have never heard. Then I also started a new book because I still didn't want to turn on my TV because it was like 10 o'clock. And I actually think it's a book that you might like.
You know, I was hoping that you would like it and then recommend it to me because I just can't choose my own books. Like, I just like to be recommended by someone.
So far, you would like it, but it definitely has like a spooky weirdness to it. And I don't know what that's going to be yet. I'm reading The Hunting Wives by Mae Cobb, which...
Ooh, a spooky weirdness.
It also hasn't come out yet, but it was a Book of the Month book. So if you do Book of the Month, you could have selected it, but it comes out like next week.
Cool.
I just got like an advance.
Oh my God, she's such a book influencer.
From Neck Alley.
Dead. Oh my God, Neck Alley. Like when my
Even
book.
Though I do Neck Alley a lot because I have a profile and so I request books.
And you
sometimes
are like an influential person in the literary space.
100%. Sometimes I get the books that I want, sometimes I get denied. No hard feelings. But then it's like, I don't want to read it yet because it's not in the conversation.
Yeah, no, you can't talk to literally anyone about it.
So I literally don't even read them until they come out when it's
so
like...
So NetGalley is like a platform where people can sign up to get like advanced copies of certain books.
Yes.
And part of the publishing process is like, you actually are supposed to give out a few copies to random people. And so I remember I got like a message from someone, like, I just read your book and I like was freaking out. I'm like, I called my publisher, I'm like, someone got my book. And she was like, it's totally fine. It's NetGalley. And some of the reviews from NetGalley were really mean.
Oh, I mean, but it's like also, that's not your target.
It's not my demo.
Audience.
Yeah.
So no, NetGalley's pretty cool. And I'm reading a NetGalley book.
Yeah, don't listen to NetGalley.
I'm a NetGalley girly.
You're a NetGalley girly. Girlwithnojob.com/book.
Love to see it. Patreon.com/morningtoast and shopmorningtoast.com.
And Instagram.com/pupswithnojob/JackieO'Problems/boyswithnojob.
There was a rebrand.
Oh my God.
There's been a rebrand.
I totally forgot. How is that going, by the way?
Sensational. I've never looked back. I've never thought twice about it.
That's the best.
I feel so fucking good about it. I wish I did it sooner.
That is the best. Like making hasty decisions and like feeling so confident in them. I'm so happy for you.
No, I smile every time I remember that there's been a rebrand.
Delightful. Mm-hmm. Well, without... Further ado?
Well,
he's not here, but
it's fucking sad, and his absence is felt. But without further ado, it is time for the fast five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode is brought to you by Noom. Think about everything you've ever learned about getting healthy. There's a lot of contradictory information out there, and things like the old-fashioned food pyramid aren't much help. Enter Noom. Why Noom? Because it's not about what you just ate, but about how you eat in general. Noom will teach you about eating, cravings, and how to build new habits so you can ditch your misconceptions and get smart about food and the choices you make. Noom is based in psychology, so Noom will teach you how to eat so you can accomplish your personal health goals and stick with them long term. Because you don't need rules to lose weight, you need knowledge. So Noom has a cognitive behavioral approach, which means you're not just losing weight, but you're building the habits you need to keep it off. And Jackie has been... like, I don't know, it's been like almost a year now since you started using Noom.
More than a year, I think.
And tell us a little bit about your journey.
Oh, I love Noom. It's like, it's the accountability coach that we all need. And not only do they have people that you can talk to if you want to get like advice or just like nutritional educational information, they also have a database of food where you plug in what you've eaten. And
it's like one of the most accurate in the world.
Yeah, and extensive. Like they have all these random foods that I eat that like you would think that they don't have. And it helps you track your calories and also like track how much fat, carbs, protein, macros. And it's a wonderful platform if you are looking to make a change in your life. It's a fabulous place to start. It's really the only place to start.
Right.
And I've loved my life with Noom.
Noom is forgiving because you're human, so if you go off track, you can just get back on track tomorrow. And they don't demand much of your time, only 10 minutes a day. There's a science to getting healthier, and it's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/toast. Learn how to eat again with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/toast. Again, that's Noom.com/toast, Noom.
Okay, let's get into the news. First up, a little vaccine news. The U.S. will temporarily halt the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine.
This is no bueno.
This is crazy.
I know, I'm like, quaking for everyone who got Johnson & Johnson already.
Federal health agencies will temporarily stop using Johnson & Johnson's one-dose vaccine after six women developed blood clots, including one who died, according to officials and a new report Tuesday. The FDA announced the pause, saying there have been a half a dozen reports of rare and severe type of blood clot in patients who received the vaccine. The clots were observed along with reduced platelet counts, making the usual treatment for blood clots, the blood thinner heparin, potentially dangerous. Right now, these adverse events appear to be extremely rare, the CDC tweeted. Those affected were six women between the ages of 18 and 48 who developed the clots.
Oh, that's like legit us.
That's our audience, which is why I felt it was important to share the story. They're saying that people who received the J&J vaccine who are experiencing severe headache, abdominal pain, leg pain, or shortness of breath within 3 weeks of receiving the jab are advised to contact their healthcare provider. The feds hope the pause will serve as a strong signal to states to do the same. So I guess it's up to each state to decide if they want to continue with it. But
it could also be up to people. Like, you can choose to get the Johnson & Johnson one. And I think for the most part, like, the general consensus has been like Moderna and Pfizer are like better than Johnson & Johnson in terms of the efficacy.
Yes, but also in terms of the technology used to create the vaccine. So the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is like the old model of vaccination, whereas Moderna and Pfizer are like the new tech. Well, it's new technology that's been around that they've been studying for a while. It's this mRNA. So that's really
maybe that's why it's called Moderna.
Because it's modern A?
mRNA, modern RNA.
Oh, maybe.
Like, honestly, Johnson & Johnson, like, makes shampoo. And so...
You think they should stick to it?
No, I'm just saying, like, when it comes to choosing which vaccine someone should get, like, I'm always inclined to go with the company that makes medicine versus the one that makes baby shampoo.
Johnson & Johnson is a major pharmaceutical company.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Whatever. Yeah. Not to me, they ain't. Whatever happened to AstraZeneca?
Well, AstraZeneca was never really available in the U.S., but it was available abroad in Europe, and they also paused for a while.
I just want to say, like, if you work in big pharma, like, your margin for error, like, really can't exist. Mm-hmm. And so, although, yes, it is only six people, one person fucking died, and this is just, like, unacceptable in my eyes.
Yeah.
And, like, okay, so the vaccine took so fucking long, like, we were literally all quarantined for a year because FDA had to approve it and had to be perfect, and, like, literally we're having these problems?
Yes.
So what was the whole year we fucking waited for?
Just so you know, in terms of vaccines development, it didn't take so fucking long.
In terms of me sitting on my ass in my house, like, not able to see the light of day, it took a long time.
Yes, I hear you.
I'm just saying, like, for me.
For you, but not for me.
No. But so, yes, you're right. Very smart to report on this story. So if you haven't gotten vaccinated yet, I would maybe go for Moderna or Pfizer.
Well, you might not have a choice. And also, if you have gotten J&J, just listen to your body.
Listen to your body and talk to a doctor today.
If you're experiencing those symptoms that we mentioned.
Yes.
Are you ready for our next story?
Sure.
That just came out right after we wrapped yesterday's episode, which is to show you that we had not seen the trailer when it dropped at 11:30 a.m. yesterday, when we start recording at 10:30 a.m. when we opened our episode talking about Two Truths and a Lie, and the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills trailer opened talking about Two Truths and a Lie.
It was just a mere coincidence and kind of like a telepathic moment between a couple of, you know, coastal icons.
Yes, and it's one of those things where it's like coincidences, like my coincidence list.
Yes. Oh,
like Hurricane Harvey at the same time as Harvey Weinstein, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
The two Snow Whites. the two Cinderellas at the same time.
Yes.
And the two Steve Jobs movies.
Yes, exactly. And now Two Truths and a Lie.
Literally.
So the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 11 trailer is more dramatic than we ever expected, reports E! News. And honestly, I totally agree. The jaw-dropping season 11 first trailer of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills just released footage to E! News, and it puts the veterans Kyle, Lisa Rinna, Erica Jane, Dori Kemsley, Garcelle, and Sutton, who's an official housewife now, back in the spotlight and their baggage too. The new season also welcomes new housewife Crystal Kung Minkoff plus Kathy Hilton, who will serve as a friend of the ladies. In the trailer, Erica is grilled by her co-stars about her divorce from her estranged husband, Tom Girardi, and his ongoing legal woes. Okay, they did not hold back.
No, they literally went to Turning Stone Casino because they did not leave one stone unturned. It seems like everything we've been wondering, like, are they going to address? They do address. Like, of course, the Tom Girardi of it all. Not only does it look like they address it, it looks like it's, like, a major topic of conversation for the entire season.
Yes.
We were curious if, like, the Amelia Hamlin, Scott Disick of it all would be addressed, and it was. Scott's literally said, I mean... Kyle Richards is literally saying, like, he's too old for her and he has three kids.
I know, but she said it, like, with a smile and a laugh, which makes me feel like they're not, like, taking actually it seriously. Taking it seriously. And no one's, they're actually happy about it.
Lisa Rinna is in heaven.
Lisa Rinna is in heaven. Kyle is best friends with Chris. Like, she would never talk poorly about Scott, nor should she. And I don't want to hear about Scott and Amelia if it's in any sort of, like,
celebratory way.
Yes.
I completely agree. We got Crystal and Kathy Hilton, who both look like they're bringing
a lot.
Different but important energies. Crystal looks like she's bringing a lot of drama, like literally telling Sutton that she's jealous of her and that she's a miserable, obnoxious person. Hilarious. Kathy looks like she's bringing a lot of wealth because they're like building this home that's $53 million. And that got us talking about Kathy Hilton's finances. Like, of course, she's a wealthy woman, but I don't know if she's like $53 million house in LA wealthy.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure we'll find out. We also were thinking like maybe she's a realtor.
Yeah.
And she's just like showing a home or something. And they're just like looking at this big ass home.
Obviously, I feel like that's it.
Yeah, I feel like that's possible, but I do think she'll bring so much to the show.
Elegance, wealth, celebrity.
Before I saw the trailer, I wasn't like so excited about her joining. I didn't really feel one way or the other, but after the trailer, I'm like, oh, she's going to be a great addition. It does look like Sutton Strack is getting walked all over in the trailer, and I already feel so badly for her.
Because she has like a really interesting personality where she like says wild, outlandish things and like it's kind of like bitchy, which we love, but she doesn't have like a strong backbone to defend those actions.
She's just like extremely sensitive.
Yeah.
So I felt bad for her when literally Erica talks to her like the shit
Shut
on her
shoe.
Shut
the fuck up. That's literally what she said.
But I also, I mean, I'll wait to see how it all plays out. But based on what I saw in the trailer.
Yeah, me too.
I just feel like I might be a turning stone as well. And
on
I might
Erica.
Turn.
You know, we have to see what she says. Because at the end of the day, like the allegations against her and Tom are like really fucking serious. Like taking settlement money away from like orphans and
widows
who like that's what Dorit said like who really need it. So it's like actually really serious, and so I hope they dive into it more than just like, oh, I can't talk about this legal ongoing legal situation. I hate that.
I feel like it's gonna be so much of that, and it's also maybe gonna set the tone for how they handle Jen Shah, even though this is Tom's crime
right
versus Jen Shah's crime,
which is so different.
It is different, but again, these are both crimes in which they're taking advantage of some of the most vulnerable people in our society.
Well, another thing I noticed about the trailer was like a huge absence of Garcelle. And I was even wondering like when she got the job at The Real, like if she was going to be able to do both, because you film Beverly Hills every day, you film The Real every day. Like it's just a lot for one person. And it does feel like she's kind of slipping through the narrative a little bit because she wasn't even like a part of like any major like fights in the trailer.
Yeah.
No, so, which just a trailer, but
yeah, maybe like she's not part of the big fights.
Right.
It also felt like Lisa Rinna wasn't a big part of
That's
it.
That's true.
Too. But maybe it's just like the trailer.
There's also just a lot of them now because technically we have three new housewives this season. Kathy, Crystal, and
Sutton.
Because last year Sutton wasn't a full-time. So it's just like a lot of women, which is good.
Yeah.
Because sometimes there are some seasons of certain shows where like there's literally four of them standing holding the apple and it's like so pathetic.
Yeah. No, it looks really, really good. When does it premiere? Did it say?
Oh, I don't know.
Huh.
I'm very excited. Like
Wednesday, May 19th. That isn't so long.
Oh my God. Like what's the point in even giving us the trailer?
Soon it will be May 19th, but that just feels like it's in so long.
I've just got to get my usual wines ordered so that I can watch the Beverly Hills premiere peacefully with my perfect glass of wine.
That sounds like heaven. Cultivate that vibe with usual wines.
Usual wines are wines for the modern drinker. Each bottle is 6.3 ounces. So it's a heavy pour or about a glass and a half of wine. There's no more pouring wine down the sink when you don't finish the bottle. Because of the single serve format and bottle design, usual is always fresh. You'll have no more flat bubbly or stale rosé. The usual wines are low carb and they have 0 grams of sugar. They have a red blend, a rosé, and a sparkling white wine called Brut. They also have usual spritz, a low alcohol, low calorie wine spritzer that's just made of sparkling wine and guava juice. It's like a White Claw for grown-ups. Each of them have just 83 calories. If you want to check out their website, usualwines.com, you can use promo code TOAST for $8 off your first order and try your first glass on us. Usual Wines is the perfect way to unwind, and it really does solve like the universal problem of like not wanting to open another bottle, but like needing another glass and having like one glass of wine is just like not enough. So 6.3 ounces is everything of the sort, and you should check out usualwines.com and make sure to use the promo code TOAST for $8 off your first order so you can try your first glass on us. All of the wines are made in AVAs like Napa, Sonoma, and Santa Barbara, and they are made with minimal intervention, zero sugar, and zero additives. That's usualwines.com, promo code TOAST.
Love it. Okay, now we have some new relationship news. Kacey Musgraves cozies up to her rumored new boyfriend, Dr. Gerald Anuoha. It looks like Kacey Musgraves has found love again. The singer was spotted cozying up to her rumored new boyfriend in pictures exclusively obtained by Page Six and then posted to the Morning Toast Instagram. While it is unclear whether Musgraves and Dr. Gerald are officially dating, the pair were spotted embracing in LA on Sunday as they waited for an Uber. The Grammy
celebrities,
winner,
they're just like us.
The Grammy winner kept her casual with a blue striped tracksuit and bell-bottom pants, while Dr. Gerald wore a Canadian tuxedo for the occasion.
So
then she posted on her Instagram story a selfie of the two of them.
Oh, she did?
Thus, I think, getting out and confirming.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely official.
There's the selfie.
Oh, so cute.
So stunning.
So, like, I don't know who this man is, but I'm so happy for Kacey Musgraves. Like, she's just, you know, been through it love-wise.
Yes, he is a doctor at the HCA Healthcare in Nashville. He practices internal medicine, according to his LinkedIn page.
We absolutely love a doctor daddy.
You know what I love?
Doctor.
You know what I love?
What?
I love when a celebrity dates someone, and in order to find out information about them, we have to go to LinkedIn.
Wholesome.
No, like real person.
Yep.
Job. With a job. Just like Henry Cavill's girlfriend yesterday.
Wait, literally, Kacey Musgraves' new boyfriend is boy with a job.
Yeah, well, he's a doctor, actually. He's Dr. Fitchemin with a job.
I'm so happy for her. These pictures were so cute. He lives in Nashville, which is so great. I wonder if they just, like, met out at a restaurant. Like, how does... It's so rare when a celebrity dates, like, a civilian. How do they meet? Maybe she went to see him for, like, you know, a problem.
Maybe, or maybe she was, like, in the hospital for, a personal reason, or maybe she was visiting some people, singing songs for them.
Right,
celebrities
right.
go to hospitals, like... Who knows? Maybe they met on a dating app.
Imagine.
For young professionals.
Yeah, young professionals in the Nashville area.
Yeah. I'm just so happy for her that she seems to be in love.
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping for her to, like, date someone famous because, like, I just love when celebrities date other celebrities. But also, I'm such a big Kacey fan. Like, I truly just want her to be happy. And it looks like she's found just that.
Yeah. Truly, truly does. So, all aboard on this ship.
Choop, choop. No. What sound does a boat make?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of another couple that you might have forgotten about, Macaulay Culkin and Brenda Song welcome a bebe.
I could never forget about them, like, ever.
Macaulay Culkin and girlfriend Brenda Song are parents. The couple welcomed their first child together, son Dakota Song Culkin, on April 5th in L.A. We're overjoyed, the couple said in a statement.
Named beautiful after name. His late sister who just passed away.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. A lot of people, like, don't even know that these two are dating, like the kid from Home Alone and London Tipton. And I'm not going to lie, I didn't know either until I was... faced with such a harsh reality. Me and Ben went to WWE SummerSlam at Barclays Center like 3 years ago. And we had gotten like these fancy like passes and we were like shuffled in through the back. And there was like this VIP room for like, you know, celebrities like us. And Macaulay Culkin and Brenda Song were in there. And me and Ben were like, that is Home Alone and that is London Tipton. And they were like holding hands the whole time and they had this like posse. And me and Ben were like, are they dating? And ever since then, like, I've known that they're dating, but like most people do not know this fun fact because they're very private.
No, and I also feel like every, you know, few years there's a story about them in the news, they're spotted out, and so you remember, and
yes.
then you forget again.
Yes.
And then the next story comes up and it's like, oh my god, they're dating. Like, I did know that, but I forgot it.
No, and like in my mind, I'm still living in like 2009 when like Brenda Song was dating Trey Cyrus.
And Macaulay Culkin was dating Mila Kunis.
Yes, like that's where I'm just kind of like living permanently, and I'm not really upset about it either.
Yeah. Well, that's why every time there's news about these two, it's like
groundbreaking.
It's like the first time.
It feels like the first time.
I have a bruise like in my middle finger.
Like,
it's not a bruise. It's like a pain. Probably like
you have a bruiser.
It's probably an issue, like a full time issue.
Maybe it's tendonitis.
Maybe it's tendonitis, and it like always hurts my middle finger. And I just snapped, and it hurt.
You know what? I had such a bad case of tendonitis. I thought that I might have gout because it happens in like your limb, like your thumbs and toes, right?
Yeah, toe.
Oh well, then never mind. I went to the doctor. My right thumb, it was pain. I was like,
that's carpal tunnel.
No, it wasn't. I was like, I could literally die from this. It was tendonitis. I put it in a slint. What's it called?
Splint.
Thank you. Splint. I put it in a splint and I slept with it for one night, and literally the next morning it was crazy, like how a little piece of metal can change your life. Get a splint from Duane Reade, like it will really change your life.
Okay, but what do you think it's from? Like, why now? Why this finger?
I just, like, I wouldn't worry about like the cause. I would just worry about the treatment. Like, get yourself a splint.
Okay, but like if you don't know what happened, you're bound to keep letting it happen.
But if you could just keep fixing it, like, why does it matter?
No, I think that you need to know the cause.
I mean, you
need to know where
I went to, like, a fancy hand doctor if you want his number, and he diagnosed me with tendonitis.
No, I mean, I'll try the splint. I'm really not in the mood to, like, deal with it, but it's just, like, it's fucking weird.
No, you can literally buy a splint at Duane Reade, and it's, like, medical grade, and it was so life-changing. I can't praise the splint community enough.
No, and I know that someone's gonna, like, let me know what this
you have
means.
Yeah,
right. So thank you to Dr. Toasters,
and congratulations to Macaulay Culkin and
Brenda Song. We'd love to see it. Now, our fifth and final story, some really exciting news that you already knew, but I'm hearing it for the first time. Hurting my finger while snap. Feels
I'll get the snaps.
Okay, should I keep singing?
I think it's okay.
Okay, maybe later. Powerpuff Girls live action in CW pilot's first look. So the Powerpuff Girls are coming to TV live action, starring Dove Cameron as Bubbles, Chloe Bennett as Blossom, and Yana Peralt as Buttercup. I think this is so exciting.
Yeah, I like never really got into Powerpuff Girls, like watching it as a television show, you know?
Yeah, no, we didn't really watch Powerpuff Girls, but I
appreciated the aesthetic.
I appreciate the aesthetic, like I like the vibes, and now they make for some really funny memes.
Yeah, no,
yeah, so I'm really excited about this. And again, I probably won't watch like everything else that we report on that I'm really excited about.
Yeah. Let's talk about the CW for a minute, you know?
Okay, let's talk about it.
They've had such like interesting phases. Like, I feel like when we were younger, first of all, the CW used to be the WB, correct?
Yeah.
And that was like Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Sort of, because it was CW 11 from WB 11. I don't think it's like a rebrand. I think it's like they took over the channel.
Okay, that's literally a rebrand. It was WB and UPN, and then they merged. It made CW. Oh, I guess that makes sense.
CW was so amazing.
You know, I feel like they have, like, really good years, you know? And, like, when Riverdale first debuted, like, they were, like, killing it. And now, like, I cannot believe Riverdale is still on. Like, what are those kids doing in Vancouver?
No, the CW is still doing well.
Gossip Girl, 90210, like, we're all on the CW when we were in high school. And, like, that was, like, the channel to be. Now, for me, it's, like, I immediately go to Bravo. But, like, when I was a kid, I would immediately go to CW.
But that's because, like, you're an older woman now. And the kids, I think, are... Yeah, I said it.
Did you just call me old?
Yep, I did. And the kids are still going to CW, I think. And I know you don't watch Riverdale anymore, but a lot of people do. I watch at the end of each season. Like, I'll spend a day binging it because I can't deal with the cliffhangers of, like...
Yeah.
Of
silliness.
Stuff. Yeah, but I think that the CW is in a good season right now. I think Powerpuff Girls will be a great addition. Also, everyone keeps telling me to watch the show Rain, which is a CW show based on, like, the story of Mary, Queen of Scots. But it's, like... drama Gossip Girl vibe.
Oh, no. That
cheapens
it.
Yeah. So I don't know if I'm going to watch it, but literally so many people have told me to, so maybe I will. Also, the CW Seed, which is where they host all the old shows, is also a really good platform.
What is it called?
CW Seed. I recently rewatched...
It's like an app?
Yeah. I rewatched Privilege on it, and it was so fucking good.
Was it?
So fucking good.
I love Joanna Swisher.
So fucking good. If you have CW Seed, which I think it's free, I had to watch commercials, treat yourself.
Oh, my
Even
God.
Even though it's one season, it ends on a cliffhanger.
I know, but I would also rewatch 90210, like the Shailene...
You know what?
Not Shailene Woodley.
Sinead Grimes.
Yes.
It was good when it was on. But it wasn't even that good. Not good enough to watch again.
Okay, but like, I think it's worth rewatching just to see Sarah Foster play Naomi's sister, Jen.
No, I know. And like, Naomi put the show on her back.
Naomi put the fucking show on her motherfucking back. Justice for Annalyn McCord.
And I can't, like, the show was meh, really. But like, it came at a good time and it was like good vibes, whatever. But like, the amount of anxiety I had when Annie killed a man.
Oh, the homeless man, right?
And she had to like, it was turned out to be like Jasper's
dad.
Like, I shouldered so much of that anxiety for her, of, like, living your life, going to school, like, knowing that you killed
a
man.
Knowing the secret, yeah.
And so, like, I just don't want to go back
there.
That
was a really dark storyline. Like, she was so upset about something, and she's driving.
She couldn't tell anyone, yeah. And, like, it was just horrible.
And then the only person she, like, found solace in was Jasper, and then, like, when she found out that, like, it was literally his dad that she fucking killed, like, that was horrible.
It was too much for the kids.
No, you're right. I actually remember that. That was so dark.
It was so dark. I just, like, I feel like we all shouldered that.
Yeah. And then, like, there was just, like, so much going on with, like, Dixon and Meghan Markle. Like, there was just, like, a lot going on.
There was a lot going on. There was a lot going on with Adriana.
And then my God. I forgot about her.
And then she went to Hallmark.
She's literally, like, the prettiest girl ever. Mm-hmm. What's her
name? Jessica Lowndes.
Yeah. Love yeah. for her.
So there's a lot going on, and I don't want to go back there.
Yeah, no, I feel that 100%. But good to know about CW Seed. Like, yeah. You can get in the App Store.
Yeah, and they have so many shows, like shows that probably weren't even on the CW, but like are CW vibes.
Love that.
Yeah.
I have a little Kelly's Mindless News, if you don't mind.
I mean, I never mind.
I mean, it's breaking mindless news.
Hit me.
Well, it's brought to you by Pros. There's no one-size-fits-all when it comes to your shampoo and conditioner. We need products that are suited for our unique needs and don't leave us disappointed. Thanks to our personalized Pros shampoo and conditioner, we have fallen in love with our hair again. Pros knows there's more to you than just your hair type. Pros has given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, which is how we got started. So we love a quiz over here. It makes us feel so seen, and it really, like, it's true. Like, not everyone has the same hair needs. My hair gets, like, really dry. It's super textured. It's very thick and humid. So, like, I shouldn't be having the same shampoo as you.
100%. The quiz is so in-depth. They really get to the root of what you need.
Yeah, they, like, even ask you what your eating habits are, because it can all affect your hair.
Like, what kind of city you live in, environmental factors. Like, it's so long-winded. And then they also ask you, like, what you want to gain from a shampoo. Like, do you want something with a smell? What kind of smell? I literally got my Pros shampoo conditioner and pre-shampoo mask, and it's so amazing. I feel like my hair has been super shiny.
Yeah, it has.
And I love Pros.
So with their algorithm, there are over 50 billion formula combinations. Pros has determined a unique blend of ingredients to treat our exact concerns. And if you're not 100% positive, Pros is the best hair care you've had. They will take the products back, no questions asked. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair quiz and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/toast. That's PROSE.com/toast for your free in-depth hair quiz and 15% off. So today's Kelly's
Mindless News, like the 4th of July. Kelly's Mindless News is a parody segment. This is in no way affiliated with Kelly Ripa or her family, friends, and anyone associated with Kelly Ripa. We apologize in advance for any offense we may cause.
It's from a new outlet. Usually we pick up from Hello Magazine, which is like a British tabloid that like literally would write about like the color of Kelly Ripa's couch. Like, they've literally done that. But today, we have something from a more reputable site, which is really disappointing. Pure Wow. Live with Kelly and Ryan made a major change to the morning show this week.
Okay.
Kelly Ripa.
I love morning show change news.
No, and it's major.
Wow, okay.
Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest are welcoming a brand new member to the Live with Kelly and Ryan team. This week, the co-hosting duo introduced their new announcer for the morning show, media personality and radio host Deja Vu. On Thursday and Friday, the producers of Live shared behind-the-scenes clips featuring the new announcer introducing the episodes of the show. After she revealed the date, she stated, "And now, here are Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest." During today's backstage footage, the 50-year-old television personality and her 45-year-old co-host opened up about how excited they were for Deja Vu to join the team. "It's so much fun watching you say our names because I know it's our cue," Seacrest said. In the clip, before Ripa added, "As you know, change happens glacially around here, so I'm excited." So it's major, major fucking news.
That they have a new announcer.
New announcer, and like, literally, when she says Kelly's name, that's when Ryan knows.
That's boom. Their cue.
And it's just so interesting to see how TV works, you know? Someone announces, and you know, I wouldn't necessarily think, like, "Here's Kelly and Ryan" means that Kelly and Ryan are coming. But thanks to this article, I now know that once Deja Vu says Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest, that means that the show begins.
It's really, it's magic how they make those things work. Like, it's rocket science.
No, it's so, like, it's so cool of Pure Route to kind of give us, like, a behind the scenes look at how, like, the sauce gets made.
100%. It's movie magic.
It's brilliant. And I'm just so grateful to not only Pure Route, but the Kelly's Mindless News segment for teaching me, like, things about the TV world that I didn't know.
Maybe, like, we could implement some of those learnings at our morning show. Like, maybe if someone announced us, like, we would know it was time.
Right. And, like, maybe if someone announced us, like, we would know it's our show. And, like, that's all she wrote.
And that it's no one else's and pencils down.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just thought, like, that was a really interesting piece of kind of like television news and something I feel like I couldn't go on with my day without really kind of examining.
No, and nor could the toasters. I don't think that they could have gone on with their day.
And that's the point of this show, is like to...
The news you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And there's literally no fucking doubt in my entire mind that like you did not need to know this.
You did need to know
it. You did need to know this. Sorry.
Yes, I agree.
I feel inspired. Like, I'm ready to take on the day.
100%.
WWKRD. What would Kelly Ripa do?
She would do something mindless and then have an article written about it. That's what she'd do. And you know what? We have no choice but to respect the craft.
Respect the craft.
Relevancy for 50 years.
For 50 years. And again, we just can't stress enough. Kelly's Mindless News has absolutely nothing to do with Kelly Ripa.
Is in no way affiliated with Kelly or any members of her family, friend, or morning show.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think a lot of people probably thought like it was like sponsored by Live with Kelly and Ryan, but
right,
it's not.
Because we give them
TPG was actually on Live with Kelly and Ryan this morning.
Oh my God. What was he?
Talking, you know, spring travel tips, like traveling in the pandemic.
Any tips that we need to know about?
I mean, the number one tip from the points guy that like really changed my life is like once you accrue points like from a credit card, do not use the portal like from the credit card from Chase.com like or like transfer it to the hotel partner, to the airline partner. They're more valuable that way. Mm. So I'm sure there's more to it, but that was like kind of the one big takeaway.
That is an interesting takeaway. Also, something that's interesting is next time you see us, merch will be live at shopmorningtoast.com.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 100% collection. You 100% need to get it.
So here's what we have. We have the three phone cases. Well, there'll be pictures on our Instagram, The Morning Toast, today. So you'll see all the products. But we have three phone cases. Jackie's wearing the pink one. I have the black one, and then there's also like a teal that matches my sweatshirt. My outfit right now is a set. It has pants that say 100% on the leg. It's teal. It has pockets. I love this one. I'm wearing it in an extra large. And the one I wore yesterday was the black set in an extra large. No pockets in that one. The green one has the pockets.
Yes. And then this pink sweater is a standalone item. No pants. And it's just like the cutest thing for your spring wardrobe.
And we have mugs, and these are the big mugs. Like, I think from now on we fully transitioned all of our mugs to be the big ass mugs because people loved the Redheads one.
I love a big ass mug, and I feel so strongly that all of our mugs going
for scale
should be a big ass mug.
Yeah, this is a BAM big ass
mug. You
don't
want to have to worry about like things spilling. Like, you just like to have more than enough space in your mug.
And fun fact, nearly an entire can of Diet Coke fits in here, because that's what's in here.
That is extremely fun. And then we also have our dad baseball cap. Says 100%, sickening the scalp down.
It's black. It's everything of the sort. Like, if you're a runner, she's a runner. She's a... Oh, we need to talk about my TikTok time limit yesterday. Mm. I put it on for an hour. And at 5:30, I hit my limit. And it was really good. I did go back on twice for a few minutes. So I ended up at an hour and 20 minutes, which is very good for me.
That is very good.
And it's still on today, but last night I couldn't sleep. And so at like 12, I was on TikTok for like 20 minutes. So I'm already at 20 minutes this morning, and I haven't even been on it since I woke up.
Well, that's just something you need to consider.
I did spend more time on other platforms like Instagram and Twitter, but I do think like I was more productive yesterday because like I... Like, it definitely helps. Like, I recommend it. And for everyone asking how to do it, just go to your screen time app and you could set limits for any app.
I think it's great. Yes, like, you went to Reels and Twitter, but like, those places are more boring. And so eventually you'll be left with nothing else to look at, and maybe you'll get off your phone.
I just feel like today I didn't have that much to offer to the show because like all of my interesting factoids, like, I literally get from TikTok.
Well, maybe if you start being more intentional with your time on TikTok, they'll start serving you like the best
premium
of the best.
That's
creme de la creme, which means cream. I know some of you guys are from New Jersey.
Love a Jackie quotes my comedy special, available to stream on Amazon Prime for free. It's called Disgrace Queen, and it's actually free, so enjoy. I do believe that's all she wrote.
Yep. Yeah, I believe as well.
Thank you guys so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast, and leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. We hope you guys have an amazing day. We'll see you tomorrow for Hump Day and for the merch drop. So don't miss out. ShopMorningToast.com at 10 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. 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 Bye.